You've been doing the heavy lifting.
Not really.
Very quickly, who's from Derry? Wow, good for you guys coming way up here. And if it comes to that, we'll come down there. I'm not going to say a lot because everybody's tired and it's been quite a long night. This is not an in my backyard issue. It simply is not. I probably would not even see this thing, this monstrosity, if it's constructed. It's everybody's backyard, everybody in this room. And that's been my line from day one, and I believe it wholeheartedly. This thing is setting neighbors against neighbors. I hate that. I'm hearing now that people are talking about boycotts and retaliation. That's horrible. We're all on the sled together, and that shouldn't be happening. Where do I begin with this? Eminent domain for private gain is wrong. This is this is not about need. It's all about greed. It's all about sending power from a supposedly green project, which is not green, down to a hungry market, which is Hartford and Boston. What is there green about flooding millions of trees which sequestered carbon and gave off oxygen? Come on. And the media have just not touched this issue. There's nothing green about flooding millions of trees to produce hydropower. You know, why is this not being questioned? And, I'm a media guy. I love media. But why is this not being addressed? I just don't get it. So, Bill Weir, where are you? Boy, I so admire you, Bill, for doing what you're doing. And I know the feeling and the reality of being land rich and money poor. And these people who are coming here with this, last I knew it was $16 million that they had to throw around like chicken feed. They do understand. That's the trouble. So, anyway, I admire you, Bill, for doing what you're doing. There are so many phony issues being thrown around about this. Number one, we don't need the power. Number two, we produce, I think, 80% more power than we actually need. That's a number that we can back up later. Jobs, get out of town. The people who know how to put up power lines are going to put those up. The same as the people who are now putting up the windmills, the wind turbines. Of course, that's only reasonable. The jobs that we get are going to be waving flags in the highway and flipping burgers and bed sheets. I mean, what are we, stupid? No. So, but it follows to reason that the people who know how to put these in, the pipeline, the turbines, and now the power lines, are going to be getting the high-paid jobs. We are not going to get that. Get those jobs. And finally, taxes. Anybody who has been in business knows about the word depreciation. So, come on. So anyway, I'm proud to be a New Hampshire guy. I love my state. I really do. I love living here. I think it's a privilege to be where I am on the planet. I do not want my beloved state to be used as a treadmill, a doormat, a conduit, or a sewer pipe. So, that's it. Thank you.